Time now for Matt's opening thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
And here we go.
I mean, it's really nothing more than a self-absorbed monologue, a chance for Matt to rant about something and pretend he's a serious radio personality instead of a gas bag. Let's face it, he stole this idea from Dennis Miller.
Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
For so many reasons, Mitch Marner has become the biggest topic going into Game 3 tonight. Bruins, Leafs, right here, TSN 1050. Our coverage begins at 7 p.m. And this is not a slam piece against him. This is not questioning his toughness. I know he missed 13 games this past year, but the man's been durable throughout his NHL career. You know how I know he's tough? Because old-school hard-asses like Lou Lamoriello and Mike Babcock, and no problem, having him with the Leafs, starting him after 1 year being drafted. He was a teenager. He played 77 games. He played all the playoff games against Washington. You don't do that at that age unless you're tough. But it is also a simple fact. If Mitch Marner continues to play the way he has in the first two games, Toronto's not beating Boston. They're not. Now, I went to The Athletic, one of their articles. It was how the Maple Leafs came back to win Game 2. It's four takeaways from Josh Cloak. I hit Control F and I typed in the word Marner. Zero matches. Mark Masters wrote a piece at TSN talking about Game 2. The only mention of Marner was from Sheldon Keefe, who went out of his way to praise Mitch Marner. Talked about the great defensive plays. And by the way, David Pastrnak only has had two shots at even strength. So credit to Marner and Tavares. All right, we're going to be even-handed here. But when I heard how much Sheldon Keefe was praising Marner, this was classic, yeah, but she does have a good personality. Or, yeah, but he's a really nice guy. It was overcompensating. I got it with my report cards as a kid. Teacher would write, oh, Matthew's got a lot of energy, which is code for, Matt's not the brightest kid in our class. I got a lot of C's. The teacher's being nice. I'm going to pay Marner the highest compliment. Mitch, this team needs more from you. You need to do more. I wouldn't spend as much time and energy on that if, say, Domi or Bertuzzi or any defenseman not named Morgan Riley wasn't performing. The reason why we're focused on you, Marner, is because you're really, really good. You're even more important than John Tavares, who tied the goal on Monday with a brilliant individual effort. You see, Mitch, it comes down to this. The whole thing, this whole house of cards, it only works if you're all doing it. The core four. That's the design. You remember when the team gave you all that money? Well, now's the time to earn it. And by the way, over 82 games of the regular season, you do. You know what? Let's go to that Steve Simmons column. Oh, let's read some of it. The right wingers who have outscored Marner in his career, Kucherov and Pastrnak. You're a multiple first-time NHL All-Star. Steve was doing what I'm doing here. You know why you get scrutiny? Because you're damn good. And Marner, you've been great also on the penalty kill and the power play. Yet, there is the playoffs. If we point out about Matthews or what Matthews has to produce, well, we're going to do the same with you and your underwhelming playoff history. Like other stars, you're well under a point per game in the playoffs. Also, we have to consider the statistics and the context. Well, Matt, he's got like 40, you know, whatever points, and his points per game is pretty close. Okay. Second Boston series. Toronto is up 3-2. Marner had 0 points in games 6 and 7. Columbus, remember that 5-game series? He had 3 assists in one of the games. He had 1 assist in the other 4. Montreal, game 5, 6, 7. Toronto had a chance to end it. He had 1 total assist in those 3 games. First series against Tampa. Toronto, oh, they're up again, 3-2. 1 assist in game 6 and game 7 total. Excellent against Tampa. No one's going to take that away. Oh, look, they win that series, 11 points in 7 games. Against Florida, 3 points in 5 games. So here's my question. We've all seen Matthews be great without Marner. Can Marner be great without Matthews in this postseason? Matthews has made Bertuzzi and Domi better. Marner needs to do that for Tavares and Matthew Nyes. And the solution of, hey, we'll just put him with Marner. That'll fix Marner. We'll put Marner with Austin Matthews. That'll fix what's ailing Mitch. All that does is drain talent on another line. Bye-bye, elite depth. Matthews was just fine without Marner. Can the same be said the other way? By the way, this isn't a size thing. Patrick Kane, a bit smaller, but he was basically a point-per-game playoff player, won the Conn Smythe in 2013. I'm reading articles about, hey, look at Jonathan Marsh's show. Look at a lot of star players who won Conn Smythe. Took them a while, and that's true. It is. You want to be patient? That's fine. The only problem is patience works over 82 games. Over 82 games, I know at the end of the year, if he's healthy, Marner's going to be between 92 and 100 points and is going to be first or second team all NHL. He's that damn good. Now, I understand some Leaf fans, mostly younger, fiercely pro player, distrustful of old school sports media. This could all come off as a hater monologue. By the way, I hate the term hater. But it's a hater monologue against an incredible player and a great person. On this show, I made sure over the years, I highlight, like a lot of players, but I highlight all the impressive charity work that Marner has done. He's a good person. He's been successful at every level. He's been celebrated on these programs. But you see, it would be disrespectful to not point out the lack of production. It would be disrespectful to Mitch Marner. To ignore it would not give Marner the superstar treatment he deserves. I said this the other day. We don't focus on depth players and what they do. It'll move the needle. Not nearly as much. We're just giving Marner the superstar treatment by pointing out in the playoffs, there's been a lot of games where the production wasn't there. So we're giving him the superstar treatment he deserves. Now he's got to go and play like one. And that is my opening thought.